This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Tonight, driving around central Ohio, you may see a certain hue to the night sky. Light Ohio Blue has coordinated with businesses, municipalities, and private citizens to change exterior lights to blue bulbs to support law enforcement. It's a now annual event that starts tonight and goes through next Thursday. Bill Swank is the founder, and he joins me now. Is the purpose of event meant to change anyone's perception of law enforcement or simply show how many people already support police?
When we talk about the campaign, it was initially established to just to show a visible sign of support for our law enforcement and the people who support them, that either be their family, support personnel within their agency, and also as a way to honor our fallen. We've had a lot of law enforcement killed in Ohio. Unfortunately, even in central Ohio, where the program, the campaign first started, we've lost six officers in the 4 years of the campaign.
Absolutely. Police safety is a longstanding and ongoing concern. But in some ways, the Blue Lives Matter movement grew in popularity as a response to Black Lives Matter, which sought to draw attention to some police killings of unarmed Black people. And perhaps for that reason, some people are skeptical. How would you respond to people who would view this effort, Light Ohio Blue, with a certain amount of skepticism?
Well, I think skepticism by anyone is always good. I don't think you should take anything at face value, but this is not meant to sway or to change anyone's perception, only to allow a conduit for people to show support. This isn't meant to trump anyone else's campaign or any other efforts that any other organization is doing. We would like to be in cohesion with other campaigns and groups, and we respect their rights to voice their issues and to gather support. And same with us. We just want to have a campaign where we can allow the citizens, the communities, to show support for their police and their law enforcement personnel.
Here in Columbus, we're at a very interesting time when it comes to police. Our vice unit was recently disbanded. A former officer faces murder charges. Also, though, police are doing a lot of great work in the community every single day. Departments and you yourself often talk about better community police relations. So how do we make progress towards that, past just changing our light bulbs?
Well, one is taking a few minutes, speak with your police, speak with your law enforcement officer that works in your community. They do literally work for you if you're a citizen. Get involved in city governance. Take the time to do a ride-along with your local law enforcement if your agency has that program. Many do. I think it would definitely give most people a different perspective and can see that the men and women that's working for them really, truly do have their best interest at heart.
That's the answer on the community side. What do the police need to do to better those relations?
Well, the same. It's a twofold, get out of the cruiser, speak with your community. Be involved, and most agencies do. They take great pains to be involved in the community in all aspects. It's a ongoing relationship.
Bill Swank, thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure, and remember, go blue from today until the 16th.
Bill Swank is the founder of Light Ohio Blue. It's a statewide effort to turn city skylines blue in order to show support for law enforcement. This is 89.7.